Sung everywhere, sung about every funeral. I'm from a little town called Sneesville, Tennessee. He sung about every funeral they had there. And when they went to view him, I stood in a line about 2 hours. And when I got done standing, when I finally got to the casket, there was as many people still standing
right
as it was. And it was like it all night. You leave something, you leave some kind of testimony behind it.
Sir.
And then there's others that don't have nobody. They said for you to have friends, you gotta show yourself friendly.
Right.
Amen. You want some friends, get friendly.
Right.
I heard this song the other day, and I thought I'd try to sing it. It sung it too many times by myself. I
what do you see? sir.
Mercy walked his way.
It was.
Pleaded my case. Called to the stand. God save me, great love, my water sin. Cover my sin. Forgive us, mercy wanting.
Good.
Lord of God.
It don't last.
When you get saved all over, it'll last.
Amen.
It'll be, in January, it'll be 46 years.
Amen.
Amen.
It's just good today as it was when I got it.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Probably better.
Right.
Understand it more
right.
than I ever did.
Yeah.
Didn't really understand, didn't really know what I was getting into.
No, no.
Didn't know what I had got that night that he gave it to me. Didn't know what I really got. Boy, I know that.
Oh, I couldn't handle it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's good.
Crowd might have changed some since I've been here, but the Holy Ghost is still the same.
Still the same. Amen.
In my upon there, they got these big old mega churches. They don't even know what they're doing. They get more people than anybody.
Right.
What you got for the children? Preacher, what you got for the children? Same thing I got for the adults. Jesus.
Amen. Right.
Same thing.
Right. The same.
They want a special deal for the children. Entertain our children. Entertain our children. I tell you what children need. Children need God.
Right.
Yeah.
They need God just like grown-ups.
Yeah.
Sure. Better believe it.
I had no one to all gonna sing?
Not hardly.
You gonna sing, David?
It's good, preacher. Yeah. Thank God, it's good. Amen. Amen.
I was wondering what to preach. You always want to get the right what the Lord wants. It's something how he can get you to the right place. It's just something I don't know. I've been preaching 45 years. He got a way of just, with all that big Bible right there, getting you to the right place.
Hey, man.
I told Brother David last time, I said, with him, and I said, man, I ain't got a thing on my mind. And I said, I haven't went to bed before on a Saturday night. When I pastored, still not had nothing. My wife said, you might not need nothing. I said, but what if I do? Then I got up next morning, still not have nothing.
Ooh.
Then I went to church and I didn't have nothing.
Ooh.
And they were singing and I ain't got nothing. And sweat balls is beginning to come out my forehead. And then it would just get loose and I didn't need nothing.
He didn't even waste his time.
He said, I don't want to hear you no way. I don't want to listen to them slackers.
Hey, man, that's right.
He loves singers. Now.
Yes,
loves
sir.
Singing.
Yes.
I got saved at singing.
Good.
Don't never get down on singing. I tell you, he likes singing.
Amen.
I'll tell you where. Got to say, we're telling the preacher what to do when you don't know what to do.
Mm.
He used some singers. He used some singers to mess up the enemy.
Yeah. It's good.
Let's turn to 2 Samuel, chapter 13. Might have a title to my message today would be, better be careful who you listen at. I believe this world listening to everything. It's amazing. I watch the news some. I watch Fox News. Sometimes I feel like just throwing something at the television. All the crazy stuff's going on.
Right.
I figure, well, that won't help none. It's a mess. I'm telling you, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it did. It's in a good shape for Jesus. And get us out of here. You read all through here, and he sent a deliverer.
Amen.
He was teaching this morning when he got over there where that I'm forgetful sometimes, I forget names. That guy was hiding.
Gideon
was hiding, and he said, Gideon. And Gideon said, well, I'm the poorest one around.
All right.
He said, in other words, in old, just hillbilly language, I'd be the last one I thought you'd see
right
over here. But he always sends a deliverer.
Amen.
Guess what? Gideon went down there in that camp, and people was down there like grasshoppers.
Sir.
He heard them talking about a dream they'd had, about a big barley of wheat growing down there. They said, well, that ain't nothing but the sword of Gideon. And he worshiped. All them people he was around, I bet he worshiped real quietly. Afraid to wake him up. He'll kill me if I wake him up. But he went on to win the battle and deliver them out of there. And they, and if you read all that, they turned on themselves. They got to kill each other.
Right.
That's what they're doing now.
Right.
They're turning on themselves. They're killing each other. They're gonna kill each other. And the Lord's gonna come, and He's gonna come and get us. He's gonna deliver us.
Hallelujah.
And take us out of here.
That's right.
We're going to glory.
Hallelujah.
Just like He wrote it down over in the book. It's just exactly the way it is.
Amen.
It's all. You just see that if people say, why ain't no God? Well, look at the world.
That's right.
Over in Genesis chapter 1, talked about being daylight and dark. Guess what? Last night it got dark.
Right.
This morning it got daylight.
Right.
Amen?
Right. That's right, preacher.
That ought to right there be enough to tell you. Mm-hmm. I made the sun for the day and the moon for the night. And that's just the way it still is.
Sure.
Right.
But this chapter 13, and he said in the first verse, and it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister. Not sick. That is sick.
Right.
That is sick. That's real sick. Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Here, listen to this right here. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jobadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. I'm murdering them words, but I can't help it. And Jobadab was a very subtile man. You read that subtile. That subtile was that serpent over in the book of Genesis.
That's right.
That came to Eve. That subtile deceiver. I looked it up this morning. I forget all the words that it gives for that subtile. That was his cousin. That was his first cousin. He was listening to somebody he shouldn't even be listening to.
Right.
Better be careful who you're listening to. They'll get you to do stuff. And there's consequences down the road, like Zach was teaching this morning. There's consequences for sin. There's consequences down the road.
Right.
He'll show up again.
Right.
Here's some consequences that's fixing to happen here. Is the sword will never depart from David's house. Here's some of that sword.
Sure.
Like, I was preaching last Sunday. I preached over there in Joshua where Achan took that stuff that he shouldn't take after the walls fell down. God said, now, don't get this stuff. This belongs in the house of God. Don't get this stuff. And he got that wedge of gold and that garment.
Yeah.
That was something that he couldn't ever wear.
Right.
He couldn't wear. It was something that belonged to a king. He couldn't just wear it out nowhere.
Right.
So guess what he done with it? He hid it in the tent. He hid it down in the ground. Oh, that's really doing you good, boy.
Yeah.
Look at what I got in the ground. Hey, look what I got in the ground. I can't get it out because it's cursed thing. It's cursed. I can't get it out.
Right.
So I'm just feeling good having it in the ground. That's the way sin is. That's just what sin is. Mm. Sin is just, there's a payday to sin.
Sir.
Payday. I got a son in federal prison over in Manchester, Kentucky, because of sin, because of that, got on that meth and went crazy. And just, he's over there today. He's over there. He's about to kill me.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's my son. No matter what he's done, he's still my son. He's my blood. But it's just what sin has done.
Right.
He knew better. He used to be the piano player in the church. He played the piano and sang.
Yeah.
He got away from that. Decided he'd do it his way. Now he's over there in that old prison. About to kill his dad.
Sure.
Yeah.
He ain't never had one. Better be careful how you look down your nose at me.
Right.
He could get one. He could give you one just to show you.
Amen.
He could.
Yeah.
So what happened to Achan? They say, you know, they say, sin only hurts me. Sin ain't hurt nobody else. Tell his kids that. Tell his wife. Tell all his animals. Tell everything that he had. Tell them. They took him down in that valley and burned him. Stoned him first. Stoned them all and burned them with fire. Boy, just me. It didn't bother no one.
That's right.
Your sins. Your sins can be forgiven, but there's consequences that go along with sin. You could backslide, get out here and get drunk, have you a wreck, cut your arm off. And you could get right with God after that, but your arm would still be gone.
That's right.
Better listen. Better watch who you listen to. A lot of people listen, a lot of people. Amen. Better find out what God's saying.
Amen.
Better find out what God's saying. How do I find out what God's saying? What he said.
Hey,
this is a love letter.
That's right, buddy.
Some harsh stuff in there, some bad stuff that people don't want to hear, but it's good for us.
Right, it's the truth.
It's good for us.
Man,
I ain't never seen it. Who'd ever thought that there'd be a man that's married to a man running for president? Good thing there's grace over in the Old Testament, so they need to be killed. Mm-hmm. Both of them need to die. That's sad. Who'd ever thought of that?
Right.
Good night. And he's got a chance to be a leader over us.
Right.
I'm just going on. So if he does that, I'm just going to ask the Lord just to come on, hurry, and get me. Please get me out of here. Amen. Come over and cry, David.
All right.
Come over to the house, and when I leave, get over and just, you have to rub onions in your eyes.
Amen.
Make tears. Oh, you got to laugh just a little bit.
I tell you. Be shouting.
I tell you, my friend. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? And I looked at lean up this morning, and it was like a tree leaning. Right? He was vexed with that. I mean, he was just all bent up. I never saw it. I've read that a bunch of times, but I never had really thought about it. Lean. Why are you so lean from day to day? He just bent over. So like a palm tree. Bent over. And you're the king's son. You get anything you want. That's what they're saying to everybody. You can have anything you want. It don't matter if it's against God or not. You can just have anything you want. You can't have everything. Me and Brother Davies talking this morning, we was eating breakfast, what we were scared of. And we both decided we're scared of us. I'm right. Scared of this old flesh. I'm scared of this.
Right.
You, after 46 years, you still scared me? Yeah. You better be. Amen. Right. That's who he, that's who the devil comes after.
Right.
That's who he comes after. He left to knock me down.
Sure.
If he could knock me down, he'd say, they'd say, well, serve God all them years. I knew one of them in the first place.
Right.
So I got to be careful. There's a great cloud of witness.
Yes, sir.
That's watching us, folks. Oh, why are you so lean every day? You're the king's son. He said, will thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother, Absalom's sister.
Hmm.
It said Absalom's sister. He didn't say my. He didn't say my sister. Now he's just saying it's Absalom's sister.
Mm.
But it was his sister too. And listen, and Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on the bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand.
Hmm.
So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, said, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house. He was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. He went there sleeping.
Right.
He went there sleeping.
Mm.
He's there to his own sister.
Right.
Because his first cousin told him, you're the king's son, you'll be all right. You're the king's son. I don't care who you are. I don't care who, how high up you are. Sin's still sin.
Right.
No matter where you're the king's son or not, sin's still sin.
That's right.
Right.
You think he's going to ask this? Was you kin to any royal? Was you kin to the queen of England? No. But he refused to eat, and Amnon said, have all the men. Have out all the men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber of Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. He said, if you'll ask King David, if you'll ask Dad, he'll give me to you. Because they did that back in the day. They married kin folks and everything. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherein he hated her was greater than the love wherein he loved her. Amon said unto her, rise, be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. You're the king's son. You do what you want to. Told him how to do it. Act like you're sick and lay down.
Something.
When you can connive and do stuff like that, we get a lot of people involved. Got his cousin involved. Got his sister. Got everybody else after it happened. Then there was death after that. They killed him for doing it. Some brother killed him. Just for listening to somebody. What to say. I wouldn't fool with going out there to that church. They'll tell everybody. All they want you money. That's what they say about the church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When they want to talk bad about it, well, they're just in it for the money. If I was in it for the money, I'd quit a long time ago. I'll tell you.
That's right.
I never got rich, Pastor. Never went without food or nothing. Be very careful who you listen to, what they say. Some old crazy person gets you right out of church.
That's right.
Man. Just like old John Dad. Just lay down and make yourself sick. Told him. And your dads will come down there and just tell them to send your sister down there. Make some supper for you. After he got done playing with her, he hated her as much as he, more than he loved her. He hated her more than he loved her. And then when sin is finished, James 1:15, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Happens after sin is finished. That was one of the swords that prophet told David. Never depart from your house. The sword will always be down there. And there's another son killed, and Absalom got hung in a big oak tree by his hair. If he hadn't been a hippie, he'd had his hair cut, he wouldn't got hung.
Right.
But he went some other way, wouldn't he?
Sure.
Because when God gets on your trail, when God brings judgment, when God tells you something, you just might well just sit down and wait for it.
That's right, buddy.
That's the way sin is. When you get done with sin, you'll hate it.
Sir.
You'll hate it worse than you love
it
before you ever did it. You'll hate it. Careful what goes through your head. I've seen a lot of stuff in my years of pastor. Seen a lot of mess ups. This young girl come to me one time and said, "Pastor, I've not told anyone, but I'm pregnant." I said, "Well, you won't have to tell it in a few days. It'll tell us all itself." I said, "But I'd just go on and tell my mama. I believe I'd go on and tell my mama." I don't know what she expected out of me. She told me first. And I said, "What you listening at?" I just feel like someone might be listening to somebody. Better be careful what you listen to. It's serious. Get you out of church and get you in a mess. I'm telling you, the people that I saw get out of church, they've made a mess out of their life. My son got out of church. He's made a mess out of his life.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Made a mess. Careful you listen. Sometimes a message, I don't never usually preach too long, but there was some message in the Bible, like when he come to David, he said, "Thou art the man." That was a message. "Thou art the man." Four words. "Thou art the man." Jonah went over to Nineveh. "Yet 40 days this city shall be overthrown." 8 words. That's all he said. Said that and then just went back up there and sat down. How'd that go? Let that gourd grow up over it. And said, Nineveh got right with God.
How?
Over Jonah's preaching. He just said 8 words. He didn't give a chance to hack. Can't ever hack in 8 words, you know. Oh, speaking of hacking, I just was out the other day and I stuck by this church and this guy's preaching. He preached and hacked and preached and hacked. He even got talking about his hacking. He said,
hacking his hack.
He said, "I know y'all, some of y'all ashamed to bring them visitors down here, this old hacking preacher." And he just kept a hacking. I didn't understand the hack. He'd hack between every word. I'll tell you, I don't understand that. I don't understand. I think that's a feeling, like you put something in meatloaf, put some crackers and bread and stuff in there, put fillers in there. I think that hacks the filler.
Amen.
Makes you spiritual, I guess. I don't know. I'm here to just tell you, listen, you better be careful who you listen to. I've been sent here today, and this is what God gave me. I didn't have it when I come. I got it last night sometimes. So, I want to give you what God give me and shut up. I love you, and I thank you for letting me come here. But I believe we are to give people a change. Maybe you need to come pray for yourself, or maybe you need to come pray for someone else. If you don't mind, if you just come up here and just pray, ask God to convict my boy. Ask God to send the same Holy Ghost on him that he sent on me and drawed me in.
Man.
I'm telling you, I know the Holy Ghost took me to church that night. I mean, I usually went with my brother to the Moose Club or wherever he was playing at. And that night, son, I just didn't want to go to the Moose Club. I felt like there was a rope around my neck, and I was being drugged to the church and got saved.
Man.
And it was the Holy Ghost. Right. You can't get saved without the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell Brother David about this. I heard this preacher said he was out soul winning, saw some folks over picking blackberries, and he said, Hey, y'all doing over there? We doing okay? Y'all want to get saved? Oh, yeah. Well, just repeat after me and you're saved. Son, ain't the way I got it. I got Holy Ghost. Yeah. Holy Ghost convicted, Brother David. The Holy Ghost brought me down to the church house.
All right.
Pray. That God will do the same thing for my son.
Right.
The Holy Ghost convict him and draw him in. I've seen a lot of people get right with God in the prison house.
Yeah.
Right.
So have.
And they say jailhouse religion. Old Danny Hall. You remember Danny Hall? He used to come there, Captain?
Oh, yeah. I remember Danny Hall.
He says he's no hippie. We're in jail, so he says to God, he said the Holy Ghost come over in that jail and got him, drawed him. He got saved, and son, for the rest of his life, he served God.
Yeah.
He got it right in the jailhouse.
Right.
Amen. Let's pray. You too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes we pray the whole service.
It's good.
Sometimes we don't even have no preaching, very little singing, and just pray the whole service.
I like it.
You wouldn't be against that, would you?